In this episode of Inland Visions, we've decided to don our glide rags and hit the catwalk to explore the wonderful world of Russian fashion, where traditional designs are woven into contemporary clothing. Sergey, it's really nice to meet you.
Oh.
Let's start with the basics. Now, we've heard that Russian fashion is making a comeback, but what are the key elements of Russian style?
Russian style is very much like the country itself. Russia is multi-ethnic and home to many cultures. There are different interpretations of Russian style. I channel it through the place where I was born and where I live. I was born in Moscow, and I have an affinity for Russian dress and all of its aspects that can be relevant today. I'm talking about both couture techniques and actual design elements. In an era of globalization and ubiquitous, homogenized clothing, individuality is key.
Sergey, you've predicted that traditional elements like lace and folk arts will make a comeback soon. Why do you think that is?
What we're witnessing now is probably similar to the processes that were going on at the turn of the 20th century. It's important these days to remember who we are, where we come from, and what makes us different from the rest. In a globalized world, working with and making statements by your cultural codes is key. I use the apron as my signature element. Russian dress is unimaginable without the sarafan. However, a sarafan designed by Sergei Sesoyev in 2024 is made of denim. The apron, which I keep talking about, can be worn with this sarafan. Although some fashionistas even pull it off combining it with jeans. Look at this one. This is the epitome of a traditional Russian padded jacket. A vatnik, but in a very romantic, attractive, and feminine interpretation.
Wow, because normally you'd associate a vatnik with something that's not as beautiful as this.
I believe a real artist's task is to reimagine what was created before.
As well as releasing your own collection, you teach students how to realize their own aesthetic designs. So what's Diana working on now, Sergey?
She can tell us herself.
My collection, The Fashion House, was inspired by the blacksmith's house in Konara village in the Sverdlovsk region. I'm from that region myself. Sergei Kirillov, the local blacksmith, got so involved in decorating his house that he spent his entire life perfecting it. I was inspired by the story of an ordinary man who, no matter what, wanted to brighten up his environment, surround himself with beauty, and shared that beauty with everyone.
And you've added sort of flowers here and doves and a nice scarf. What specific elements have you taken?
The prints here are based on the wrought iron and cut wood ornaments of the house. Flowers, doves and pioneers, which we also use to decorate the house, are images associated with childhood.
Show us the pioneer. The pioneer has been turned into a bag.
This is a pioneer backpack.
Wow.
There's also a dove handbag.
Okay. So it matches with these a little.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used hollow fiber for these designs to make them soft and pleasant to touch.
And it looks quite warm as well for the winter.
Yes.
Yes. It's awesome. Thank you, Diana. It's fascinating.
Our young designers are free to choose themes that inspire them. We only suggest that they focus on something that emphasizes the uniqueness of their Russian roots. I'd also like you to meet Ksenia, who is working on what I believe is a very important theme. As our country is looking for a new image of a national hero, we're suddenly reminded that we have Yuri Gagarin, who is not just a hero for our country, but as an explorer of space.
And you sort of combined Yuri Gagarin with traditional Russian designs and features here.
I was also inspired by folk crafts, specifically by the work of Palich miniature painters. I reinterpreted their lacquer miniature paintings as embroidery. Uh-huh. You can see it here.
So you've got the rocket there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, here's Yuri Gagarin.
Wow. And on this side you have, looks like the sun, and this is Gagarin again?
Yes.
Wow, awesome.
It's interesting to explore both past and present, because we keep revisiting our space exploration feats. Take The Challenge, a recent movie, a Space Dogs, an animated film about Belka and Strelka. I had these charcoal drawings and I used them as prints on this garment.
Maybe you can add me to your client list then.
I'd be happy to.
You should try it on then.
I'm already quite hot, but we'll see. There we are. Thank you very much. How do I look?
Very good.
Very good.
To shake things up a little. There's a mirror over there.
Yeah, pretty happy with that. Thank you.
One of the most Russian designers, Alyona Akhmadulina, has always placed a special emphasis on tradition in her pieces.
Alyona, it's lovely to meet you in person. Now, you've said that traditions continue to live on when they're integrated into contemporary life. How do you successfully integrate Russian traditions with modern fashion?
For 23 years, I've been studying Russian culture, getting inspired by it and channeling it in my work. I work in the fashion industry, making modern, ready-to-wear clothes for the present. But the way they're constructed, shaped, embroidered, and decorated with prints reflects our love for Russian culture.
Now, you've also said that the core, the DNA of your brand is Russian folklore and Russian fairy tales. Do you believe that every brand needs to have a common theme? And should this change over time?
If you look at what goes on internationally, when buyers from around the world come to Paris, London, or Milan and visit showrooms to buy new, unknown brands, these brands are always introduced as a Belgian brand, an English brand, a French brand, and so on. Nobody is interested in a French designer that is trying to recreate Chinese culture. That's why it's vital for any brand to be rooted in its own culture and channel certain traditions that the designer is steeped in and can interpret in very subtle and sophisticated ways.
And that leads me on nicely to my next question. You're not concerned that by focusing on Russian culture, that you're limiting your international market?
There are several global trends in the fashion industry right now. A global trend takes 5 to 10 years to develop. One of these trends is a focus on local cultures. On the one hand, we have giants like Nike or Adidas, which are high-tech companies. You can visit their store in any country and see the same product, the same range, with maybe a 10 or 15% adjustment for local market. In contrast to that, as well as in contrast to AI, which is supposed to do the thinking for everyone and will have everyone think in the same way, we're seeing emerging interest in local cultures, where national codes are reproduced through some rustic elements, a lot of handmade details, etc. Only this could prove a counterweight to global corporations and artificial intelligence. This uniqueness and handcraft, and this trend is only going to gain traction in the next decade.
Alyona, you very subtly combine traditional Russian elements in modern contemporary dress. How does your choice of texture, colour and pattern allow you to get your idea across without it being too obvious or in your face?
We're standing next to a few pieces from the Ruslan and Ludmila collection. Each aspect of the collection, such as the choice of fabric, texture, embroidery, style, or shape, is somehow linked to the fairy tale. Ruslan and Ludmila by Pushkin, which is our theme for this season. The abundance of white symbolizes the innocence of the bride. As we know, the story begins with the disappearance of the bride. All of this is a tribute to the image of Ludmila and her innocence. Each color or shape, whether it's soft or hard, reflects this fairy tale in one way or another, albeit reinterpreted in a contemporary way.
Aliona, you've also mentioned about the need to adapt to new generations, new technologies, and especially interest to the virtual world. How is technology changing the fashion industry, and how are you using technology in your designs?
It's true that we're now living in an era when one invention can revolutionize the whole industry. I'm talking about artificial intelligence. It's very aggressively taking away the jobs of graphic designers. At the same time, based on my experience, and we've been experimenting with AI for a long time, AI can be your ally. When you solely rely on AI, you come up with a result that lacks soul and the human touch of an artist's hand. That's why we use AI as a team member. We never come up with sketches, mood boards, or products designed by AI alone. There's always teamwork between man and machine. It's a shock, of course. It does create images a million times faster. It does have a million more ideas, and it will definitely leave many designers underemployed. But those who learn to utilize it well, adapt to it, and harness it to come up with their own DNA will win in the end.
Svetlana Levadnaya created her brand, Levadnaya Details, with a passion to promote modern Russian culture, and in doing so, ended up creating a contemporary tradition. Svetlana, when we talk about Russian dress, I often associate that with lots of bright red colours, but your work seems to be inspired more by nature with lots of earth tones. Why did you decide to go down this path?
I'd like to say that a Russian traditional costume was never a butterfly, a colourful butterfly. No violets, no yellow, red. It came later with the 19th century into the town class gown. But originally, traditional folk costume was always like red, burgundy, ivory, and black. So why did we change this palette into the natural colors? This sort of grayish palette feeds a lot to our color type. It's called summer color type.
Yeah.
So that's why we just decided to change it to emphasize our real nature.
Yeah. And why did you decide to use embroidery here to represent Russian culture in fashion, these designs that you have?
I wanted to invent something that will be our signature, brand signature, for the rest of the time. So that's what we've been doing for 17 years already.
Wow.
I did all our samples, it's around 600 of them, by myself, by hand.
Wow.
So then I taught all my team, every member of it. You know, I decided to invent, yes, to invent something new, but something old, based on old aesthetic idea, on old tradition. So I always admired Russian North architecture, wooden architecture. It's via pure lines, but filled with some subtle wooden carvings. So, and I also studied Russian Tsar, embroidery of imperial court, Russian imperial court a lot. So I decided to mix, to get this mixture, a subtle mixture of something north, Siberia lines, and very subtle Russian imperial court embroidery.
Do you mind if I have a look a bit more closely?
Yes, that's what we do. This is our style. This is what we invented.
Svetlana, you once said that Russian clothing is like a saga written in embroidery. What exactly did you mean by that?
Embroidery was always a language. People depicted their personal information, mm-hmm. like how many sons did they have, or how big was the household, and also some general beliefs about world order. Mm-hmm. So very important information for each member of the family. So that was embroidery. Right now we completely lost the whole language, mm-hmm. and it's impossible to revive it. Let us not forget about the history of the Russian national costume, because it was tragic. It was banned, so to say, banned two times during its existence. As I told, it was not just the national costume for Russian people. It was something very sacred, where the whole personal information was written.
Yeah.
And to ban to wear the costume was for Russians to ban to wear themselves.
Yeah.
So it was really a big blow, a spiritual blow mm-hmm. on us. And we need to know our history. Without it, we can't solve mm-hmm. any of the problems, I think.
Well, and leading on from that, you've also said that people, they feel differently when they wear your clothing. How does it make you feel? How do you feel different?
People never buy things. We always buy emotions. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I think that the clothes that are based on traditional Russian traditions, or traditions in general by any folk, it makes people feel united mm-hmm. by their respect mm-hmm. for culture, for their religion, for traditions. It makes feel us spiritually more strong.
Now, your clothing to me, Svetlana, it looks like something you would save for a special occasion, like a television interview. But do you see sort of elements of this maybe trickling down to everyday clothes that people wear?
We do it for everyday life. Uh-huh. We don't do it actually for some special occasions. We do it for everyday life, like to wear it with sneakers, with T-shirt, mm-hmm. because this is how the traditions really live. Otherwise, they're dead.
Yeah.
They're under museum showcase. If you mm-hmm. don't want, if you can't wear it in everyday life, yeah. then it's out of the life.
It's gathering dust in the wardrobe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we do it exactly for everyday life, to go to work, to go for whatever, for mm-hmm. party, mm-hmm. yes, to get an interview yeah. on television. We have an idea of modern Russian folk clothes
yeah.
that fit our everyday life mm-hmm. completely. We also have many clients from Middle East, actually also members from the royal families. And people, this is a very nice thing, that people don't see it something as very Russian, very traditional Russian. They do appreciate fine embroidery.
Yeah.
They love it. They understand it like something, like a piece of art.
So they can appreciate it both as Russian fashion, but also standing alone as
exactly,
an item
like
of clothing.
Exactly, like a piece of art. Yeah. Like this fine handmade embroidery with semi-precious stones, with nice pearls, with completely new design. And we have these customers from completely different culture. This is amazing.
Certainly is. Svetlana, thank you very much. It was fascinating talking to you.
Thank you.
Tsarskoye Selo, a town of emperors, poets, and now designers. Every summer, Russian fashion returns to these royal gardens. And today, we're here to meet Tatiana Parfionova.
Russia's most cherished 19th century poet, Alexander Pushkin, is the inspiration for this year's event. He's obviously an author, poet, he wrote fairy tales. How do you combine his works with contemporary fashion in modern garments that people would want to wear today?
Pushkin is a Russian genius. If the whole world spoke Russian, he would be the equivalent of Leonardo da Vinci in literature. He's amazing. He sounds very modern. His poems are relevant today and will be tomorrow. My collection is inspired by his beautiful handwriting and the little drawings he made in the margins. They're truly extraordinary. They're not inferior to Rembrandt. Pushkin was a great draftsman. I admire him very much. Age-wise, my target audience is school and college students. My designs are made for young girls.
Now, some of your collections, Tatiana, they're even included in the Hermitage Museum and others. How did it make you feel to find out that your works would be displayed along some of the most famous works of art in the world and preserved for generations to come?
The Hermitage Museum has two of my dresses. One was made for Diana Vishneva, who was the principal dancer for the Mariinsky Ballet. It's called We're Mad About You. It's a huge black dress with embroidered meerkats on the skirt. They're small animals about this big who are standing on their hind legs and sticking their tongues out with rapt admiration.
You've said before that all your collections have a certain element of Russianness, Russian style in them. But I guess that everyone interprets this Russianness differently. To you, what is it?
I call them Russian collections because they are created by me, and I'm a Russian designer who works in St. Petersburg. But I also made a special Russian collection, and when I showed it in Beijing, the Chinese thought I created a collection around traditional Chinese dress. When the Italians saw it, they thought it was about Italian romanticism. Russian culture is an amalgamation of different cultures. We're like a sponge. We absorb and process well. On top of that, the styles of national dress keep evolving. They depend on the time period, the rulers, everything. Fashion defines the style of everything, such as architecture, ornamental designs, and even everyday items.
Well, that brings me on nicely to my next question. You're obviously a painter. You do some fabulous paintings. Does this help you when you design your clothes as well?
Being a painter is very nice. It's an exciting thing to do. Painting goes well with fashion. It's for this reason that there are fashion museums all over the world. Fashion is becoming an established art form.